Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM in the AM. It's so good to be with you this morning. My name is Mike Campbell, and this lovely lady is my wife, Jada.
Good morning, everybody. It's a great Wednesday morning, and we are talking about walk in truth, what truth is, and then how do you actually walk in it so you can live that life, that fullness of life that God is expecting of us.
That's right. Yeah. God has so much more planned for us than we want to believe and we want to accept. But we have to do some things. And one of the things we have to do is allow the truth to get in us. We have to allow it to change our thinking process so that we can walk it out. He says in 3 John 2, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers." There's the key. Prosperity in our soul leads to prosperity in everything in our life. And he does say, prosper in all things. And then he goes on in verse 3, he says, "For I rejoiced greatly when brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you, just as you walk in truth." Isn't it interesting that people can see truth working in you?
That's right.
They can see it. I mean, it's not a myth. This is a better life, ladies and gentlemen. And people can actually see it and will start testifying about how, you know, what a good person they are. What you know, there's something different about them.
Right.
Things of that nature, you know, they're always doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. And that's the great thing about Christianity is we can learn to do the right thing for the right reason.
That's right. And, you know, that's the key is them seeing that you're different from the world. And that's where people will see that you're different. And then they'll say, "Hey, I want to be like that. I want to be like that. Let me find out why they're different." And knowing the truth, living in the truth, because the truth is inside of us, helps us to live that out.
You're exactly right, Jada. Yeah. And that's what he said there. They testify the truth that is in you. And then he goes on to say, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth."
Right.
And that means it's a continual thing. It's something that doesn't just happen in a situation.
Right.
It's a constant, every day, every moment of the day thing that we do.
A lifestyle of you doing the right thing, saying the right thing, being kind in situations that are not easy to be kind, love unconditionally. And the way we do that is to have the truth. And what is the truth? The truth is the word of God.
Yeah.
Have it inside of us. Abide in the truth. John 17:17 says, "Make them holy by your truth. Teach them your word, which is truth." So it says to be holy, we have to have the truth. Teach them your word, which is truth. So it defines it.
So the word of God is the truth,
That's the standard
mm-hmm. that we have to live by and obey.
We can't go by what society says is truth because that changes over time.
It's situation.
Right. And I said the other day, you know, there's a commercial out right now about parenting, and it's a great commercial. It's I don't even remember what it's an ad for, but they say parenting is different. How we parent our children is different, but the fact that we care for them has not changed. So the way we do things in society may have changed, but the truth, the absolute truth of the word of God has not changed. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we can live on the fact that the word of God never changes. So when you are looking for an answer, you don't have to be wobbling around trying to figure out what the right answer is. The word of God never changes. So if you are struggling in a situation trying to make a decision, integrity and holiness and righteousness is always the way to go.
That's right. Now, there's something interesting because we saw that that word is truth, but there's something interesting in Ephesians 5 and verse 26. It says, "Husbands, love your wife as Christ also loved the church," I'm in verse 25, mm-hmm. "and gave himself for her." Her is the church.
Right.
"That he might sanctify and cleanse the church with the washing of water by the word."
Right.
Now, remember the word, "thy word is truth." So the word of God is the standard of truth. Now he says that the word of God is a washing agent that gets out the filth of the world. All right. And we're going to look at something in a few minutes. In fact, James 1 says, "Get rid of all filthiness and things of that nature." And the way you do it is by doing the word of God, which we'll talk about tomorrow. But today we want to focus on this fact that God wants to sanctify. Now, what does the word sanctify mean over there, Jada?
It says to consecrate, to consecrate, to dedicate your life. And then it says free from sin. But I like the way it says this, free from sin by the word. Free from sin by the word. So yeah, using the word to free yourself of sin and to keep you from falling back into sin as well.
That's right. The word of God, ladies and gentlemen, is what liberates us. All right. There's another scripture. I don't know if you have that one, John, but for John 8:32, if you can maybe pull that one up and read that for us, and I'll continue to talk about this. But he wants us to be consecrated to him, to be consecrated to the word of God. And the word teaches us how we can live above the elements or the rudiments of this world.
Right.
Now, what does he say there in John 8:32?
Well, in 31, it says, if you abide in my word and you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free.
Right.
There's several things in there.
Right. So we have to know the truth. We have to know the truth because we can't be free until the truth that we know makes us free.
Right.
Now, let me illustrate it like this. They say that 83% of American households have at least one Bible, but not 83% of the households of America are living free from sin. Mm-hmm. Why? You can have the truth sitting there, but if you don't pick the truth up and begin to apply it, then ladies and gentlemen, if you don't learn what it says, then you're not going to be able to walk in that truth. And that's what we're talking about this week. People are not going to see that truth in you. So you have to walk in the truth and you have to know the truth so that the truth that you know can make you free.
Right. And it says here, if you abide in my word, and abide is to dwell, to be surrounded by. So you got to be in your word. You got to be meditating on the word of God because it is truth. And then you can walk in it.
Right.
And be made free from the temptations and the things in the world that
right.
that make us anxious. You know, there are a lot of Christians who talk about how anxious they are and how worried they are and how stressed they are. If you're abiding in the word, if you are living and abiding in the word of God, there should be a supernatural amount of peace and joy in you that it doesn't
That's
matter
right.
what's going on around you. You can still live in peace.
Now, let me illustrate this through Matthew chapter 16. In Matthew 16, verse 13, the Bible says, and Jesus was in Caesarea Philippi. Now, supposedly he's standing on this little brow or cliff looking down. Mm-hmm. And there's the Panos God is being worshiped down there. And there's several different ways of worshiping this false God. And Jesus is seeing all this going on. And Jesus looks at his disciples and say, who do they say that I am? And one of the disciples said, well, some of them say, and it's literally hearsay or scuttlebutt or rumors are flying that you're John the Baptist, you're Elijah, you're Jeremiah, you're just one of the prophets. And then Jesus didn't say anything else about that. He looked at his men and said, whom do you say that I am? It was then that Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, Peter Bar-Jonah, blessed are you, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this, but my Father, which is in heaven. All of a sudden, Peter got a revelation, a truth that made him free. It made him understand that Jesus is the Son of God, the Messiah that they were waiting on. And so God has to work with us in these truths. You know, there's a lot of truths we hear at church. I mean, I'll be truthful. I go to a lot of conferences and, well, used to. I don't make as many. And but I listen to teaching and I'll say, we'll come out of church and we'll say, man, that was so good.
So good.
But then we don't do anything
right,
with it.
Right.
We don't practice it. We don't put it to work. And therefore, ladies and gentlemen, that truth will not work for us. Another illustration of this would be the seven sons of Sceva. They said, we want to cast out this devil. They came to the devil, said, we cast you out by the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches.
Right, right.
And the devil beat him up, stripped him naked, and ran him out of town. Why? Because it wasn't truth to them.
Right.
They heard it, but they didn't do it. Right. They weren't doing what the word of God said to do. Mm-hmm. And so, ladies and gentlemen, this is why this part of walking in truth is so important. We've got to be sanctified. We've got to be consecrated and free from sin. How's that? By the word of God.
By the word of God.
Free and that's what it does for us. It sets us free.
That's right. You know, it's, you know, we can hear the word of God, like you were saying. We can hear sermons. We can even read a devotion. But until that revelation gets in your heart, you're really not living that out. And, you know, like a math teacher, I was just thinking about this. I just started a sub job and the teaching math, and I hadn't taught math in a couple of years. But you love that moment where you know they've heard something over and over again. We're covering something that they covered in sixth grade, and now we're reviewing it and then going deeper into it. And it's like a light bulb just, you know, lit up over a kid's head because all of a sudden he got the revelation of that, or he got the truth or the understanding of what that actually meant. We connected something from prior knowledge to the knowledge now, and he got it. And it's the same thing with the word of God. You can read your Bible. You can listen to sermons. You can go to church once a week. But if you're not applying the word of God, then that revelation is not going to come.
That's good. That's good. And, you know, there's a scripture, and we'll end with this in Numbers 32, that says, consecrate yourselves today, for tomorrow the Lord will bless you. Listen to me. The blessing of the Lord will be upon you if you will consecrate, sanctify, dedicate yourself to the truth of God's word. The blessing of the Lord will be upon your life, and you will walk in the blessings that God intended each and every one of us to walk in. Praise
God.
That's
good.
Well, let's pray. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord, that Father, today we're going to live above the rudiments of this world. Thank you that you've empowered us and that truth is working in us so that people can see it and testify of it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny, if you will allow it. Make sure you click your like, share, and follow right down there so that your friends and family can get connected with Mike Campbell Ministries. Check out our website to find out what's going on with Mike Campbell Ministries. Don't forget, on YouTube, subscribe now so you can follow what is happening around the world.
Hey, man, we're so glad you joined us. Be sure and join us again tomorrow as we continue to talk about walking in truth right here on PM and the AM. Same bat time, same bat channel. God bless. Have a great day, everybody.